How many different pairs of shoes will PJ Tucker wear this year?
So he wears a new pair every game. And then sometimes he changes at halftime.
90 over under.
Way over 90. He's probably going like in the 130s. You know, sometimes if you're not playing well, you got to switch it up.
Who's your team? You gotta claim your team start of the season. I don't want any back and forth. You know, LeBron's my boy. Oh, I had dinner with Kawhi last night. You can't date two girls this season.
Sure you can. I gotta see which girl's gonna turn out to be the better looking one at the end of the year.
No, you gotta make your choice. You gotta swipe right now.
Clippers. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard this offseason. They traded pretty much their whole team, but they got two superstars. Paul George, two offseason surgeries to his shoulder. He's going to miss the first 10 games. We'll come back in mid-November, but I think the Clips will still be all right. They got Patrick Beverley, Landry Shamet, Montrez Harrell, Sweet Lou, Jamichael Green, and they picked up Mo Harless from the Trailblazers. Everyone's talking about their defense. You could have three of the top five wing defenders, perimeter defenders, in Beverly, Kawhi, and Paul George. They're going to lock down. They're going to trap. They're going to rotate. The only question is the backup point guard. But rookie guard Terrence Mann has been impressive. Florida State, he can shoot the ball. He can spot up in the corner when Lou's got the ball at the second unit. He can create for his own. 5 assists this year in Summer League. And look out. A small chance they might buy out Iguodala in Memphis. Destination and Clippers. You throw Kawhi, Beverly, you throw Iggy, you throw PG, you throw Montrell. That's a tough defense. That's a tough offense. Look out for the Clips. Right now, going into the season, ESPN's got them as their number one team. I've got them as the number one team. Clippers.
What if ESPN would have said the Lakers are split? Would you have not chosen?
No, I still would have gone the Clippers.
And also, what's your source on the Iguodala?
I don't reveal my sources.
Oh,
you think Woj reveals his sources? You think Stephen A. Smith reveals his sources? I'm deep in the NBA network.
What is that game going to be like on Tuesday in terms of, is it going to be 100% split, 50-50, Clips, Lakers fans? Or do you believe the Lakers fans still represent a larger contingent?
There's more Lakers fans in LA, so I think.
Well, who's a longtime Clippers fan? Sits courtside.
Billy Crystal.
Yeah, is he there?
He's there.
Absolutely. You got to be right.
Lakers, they got LeBron, they got AD, and they're going to go big. They've got JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard. They just bully ball, throw it inside, surround those guys with shooters. They're going to be much better. They're going to be at the top of the league, but I'm not sold on their three-point shooting. You've got Danny Green, career 40% three-point shooter. He's probably their best, most consistent. Last year, Kuzma shot 30% from three. KCP shot 34%. Avery Bradley shot 38%. I don't know if they have enough defense and consistency from the outside to actually win it all. They'll go to the playoffs. They'll be a top seed. But defense and three-point shooting is going to come to haunt him, as well as AD's health. In 7 years, he's had more than 25 injuries. Toes, ankles, knees. It looks like an operation table from that kid's video game or board game. I hope he holds up, but his track record shows he can't play through a full season. That's why I have the Clippers with a slight edge over the Lakers.
Does Dwight make an impact?
He does for the 10 minutes he plays. No, they're going to do JaVale McGee and Dwight, and then they'll close the game with probably AD, LeBron, Kuzma, and then whatever two wing guys are playing well that night. A little bit, based on the matchup.
I think so.
Yeah.
He's got number 37.
Well, it's his lucky number.
Zach Norvell Jr. from Gonzaga. Rondo, yeah, you're right. They're looking across the team, it's a fragile team. The team doctor is going to have to be on point Gonna have that phone on. Can't put it on silent with the squad. All right, you want to get to the Nuggets?
Why don't we move up north to the Warriors before we leave California?
Your Warriors. Your old Warriors.
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 6 seasons in a row, they've reached the NBA Finals. But this season, no Kevin Durant, no Iguodala, no Sean Livingston. And for the first maybe 4 or 5 months of the season, no Klay Thompson. It's going to be the new look Warriors. They got D'Angelo Russell from Brooklyn. They're also starting Glenn Robinson Jr., the third at small forward, and Marquise Chris, former UW standout, at center. But it all comes around defense, which is Draymond, and offense, which is Steph Curry. They've got some rookies who will provide a little bit of a spark off the bench with Jordan Poole and Eric Pascal. But I think defense is going to be a little bit shaky. Steph and D'Lo can score, but they're going to miss Klay, and they're going to miss Iguodala for defense. I think the Warriors still make the playoffs, but I think they're a 7 or 8 seed.
They're long now with the addition of Chris and Willie Cauley-Stein.
Yeah.
You get a little bit more athletic. I think Cauley-Stein's an upgrade over JaVale McGee. Looney's a similar type player, long, lengthy. All younger. They got younger. I think they got deeper. You add Glenn Robinson the third. Overall, I think a little more well-rounded than last year. Anytime you offload the contract of a guy like Durant, you're able to obviously go out and get some probably more serviceable players. I think Marquise Chris in college looked phenomenal at Washington. I don't think he got the opportunity to excel in the right offense down in Phoenix while he was there. Alex Burks, not a horrible backup point guard for you, potentially. And I think D'Angelo, we talked about this late in the season, or I think in the offseason when we did a preview, a guy that, they spun him out of Brooklyn pretty quick when Kyrie came.
Yep.
So a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. Great hair, too.
Third Splash Brother.
Third Splash Brother, huh?
Yeah. And here's my hashtag bold prediction. Summer of 2020, Greek Freak, he's coming to the Bay.
Wow.
He's signing with the Warriors in the offseason.
We called Kawhi coming to L.A. I wouldn't say we did.
Well, I think you did. I didn't think he was going to leave Toronto.
Yeah. You know who I think Giannis looks up to the most potentially in the league? As a sidebar? It's probably a guy like Durant.
Really?
I would think so. So what Durant has done outside of basketball in diversifying and becoming more of a brand, both on the court and off the court.
Durant didn't start that. LeBron did.
Well, okay. Either or. But I think potentially just maybe due to stature or who they are as a person, you might identify with Durant a little more. So what I'm saying is you may be right based on that.
Thank
you. Or you may be right because the weather's better than Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And he's tired of eating Johnsonville brats.
Exactly. And he's a Niners fan. 6-0, baby.
You had to get that in there. All right. Let's talk about the Nuggets.
Okay. They were the number one seed last year in the West.
Lost to the Blazers, so both the teams.
Lost to the Blazers.
What's rolling in the back Northwest?
Jamal Murray maxed them. Big contract. Jamal Murray and the Joker, the 1-2 punch in Denver.
Michael Porter Jr. becomes your X factor. A lot of talk around him in similar situation. Ben Simmons hasn't hit the court yet or played enough games to qualify as a rookie. So this year would, quote-unquote, be his rookie year. Paul Millsap is a veteran. Gary Harris, good backup, serviceable. Mm-hmm. Or actually, he's a starter. Then Jeremy Grant, again, a good wing player. Not as deep as some other teams in the West. Will Barton's a solid defender on the perimeter. But I think it comes down to, does Michael Porter Jr. add that depth and differentiate himself? Or, he came out highly touted out of Missouri. Good length, probably a stretch 4-3. For him. So we've seen Jokic. Can he The one thing I look at this team, and they don't have the, I don't see them having the depth to do, and I think this is what happened in the playoffs. They don't have the depth to rest a lot of their players throughout the season. What are we calling it? Load management. Yeah, you see that in some other teams where maybe they have enough star power to get through, you know, sit LeBron, let AD play, and vice versa. Or even, you know, within, say, the Clippers or a few of the other teams. I think within Denver, the issue that they ran into late last season, they didn't have the depth, and guys like Joker and Millsap were just exhausted. So.
Well, I agree and disagree. I think they do have a lot of depth in terms of people who can fit into the system and play. But to your point, they don't really have that firepower who can score. So Murray still can't take a night off,
right? Because
they don't have someone to replace his productivity. Joker really can't take a night off. So Michael Porter will be key, and hopefully he can provide some scoring power off the bench, because I think as of right now, it doesn't look like he's going to start.
Yeah. You're exactly thinking about the offense. You know, probably if you went back and look at, you know, how, where the offense flows through, I don't think Jamal Murray necessarily last year was a lot of the offense rolled through the Joker, and maybe some, you know, Jamal Murray pick and pop, or with Millsap pick and roll. So again, you look up and down the roster, you don't see guys that can take that scoring load. Jeremy Grant's an okay player, but again, he's not a one-on-one type of guy. He's going to score through the offense. So
Nope. That's
my assessment of the Nuggets. Accurate, not accurate. And we got Bol Bol.
Bol Bol, yeah. He slipped in the draft, little chip on his shoulder, recovering from an injury. Let's hopefully he comes out and uses that fire to catapult the Nuggets.
Who's your rookie of the year?
Ja Morant, Memphis.
I agree.
Yeah, Zion's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks.
Zion's out. Interesting enough, didn't we make the comment? I think I did. That.
I think you did. And I was pro-Zion.
You were pro-Zion, and what did I say? That's a lot of weight to be carrying for that guy in the NBA. And Subsequently, sorry, Zion, but torn meniscus. Generally what happens when you're making cuts and so forth. I'm not a doctor, so we'll go on.
Should we go up to Rip City, Portland?
Rip City. Rip City. We'll be in
Conference
Portland this
finals
weekend.
Last year. And then they severely turned their roster over. Al-Farid gone. Seth Curry gone. Kander gone. Evan Turner gone. They replaced Evan Turner with Kent Bazemore. They picked up Whiteside from Miami in a three-way trade. They did hold on to Rodney Hood. It's all going to come down to, because we know McCollum and Lillard are going to ball. There's no question about that. Both got extensions. It's going to be the third-year player out of Gonzaga, Zach Collins. Will he break through and get to that next level? That's what the Trailblazers need, as Nurk is still nursing his way back to health.
He's got a great mentor now. So they got Paul Gasol. He's not going to play many minutes. He's 39 years old. But they brought him in to tutor Zach. And I think if you look at their games, they're very similar, probably at that stage in their career. So I think that will benefit his development. If I watched maybe a handful of games last year, and a lot of what Zach struggled with was the emotional part of the game. He'd make a poor play, you know, and get down on himself, and then go make a subsequent bad foul.
Yeah.
Right? It's those type of things where maturity and a good veteran will tell you, you know, you got to have a short-term memory in this sport, right? He's got all the athletic ability. You know, we've seen it. There's a reason, you know, they picked him up, you know, when he was, I wouldn't call him unheralded out of Gonzaga, but somewhat of an unknown. Probably, I think, only got 20 minutes the year prior to him getting drafted. So his development is key. I agree. You know, Nasir Little was the steal in the draft, where he dropped as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nurkic's development, his health will weigh heavily on the team and their overall success as he comes in. But I think if you're able to, and Paul early in the season, Gasol will probably play some extended minutes just with Nurkic being out. But Dame is, you know, becoming a top tier player, maybe top 10 in the NBA. This day and age, I watched a few of the preseason games, and it looks like McCollum's becoming more comfortable with his role too, in being asked to score more. Another guy too on the roster that I think didn't develop in Sacramento is Skal Labiassiere out of Kentucky.
Oh yeah,
6'11", athletic. Again, kind of, you know, maybe spells Zach Collins. I see Paul Gasol playing minutes, and then as we get into the season, you probably Skal plays a little more, and then depending on how he does, maybe he works himself in the rotation, especially with Nurkic being out. But I think early in the season, you're going to see a lot of guys of those three, right? They're going to really focus on Skal, Zach Collins' development, and then, you know, does a guy like Rodney Hood, is he able to carry an offense for, you know, 8 minutes in a given quarter?
Yeah, and then the big two are on the bench.
Yeah, and then, you know, you got a guy like we didn't talk about very much in Hassan Whiteside too. So the another, you know, big men, but I think having Mr. Gasol on the team will help their development. And then your perimeter players are pretty dialed in. If you get Rodney Hood back to what he looked like in the playoffs, which is a streaky score that you need, you know, they're probably a top four team in the West again, in my opinion.
I agree with you.
Rip City, they got a lot more depth. I would say they got a lot out of the Chief. I think he played as well as he possibly could last year. That's his ceiling. And then even the guy that ended up going to the Clippers.
Mo Harkless.
Yeah, Mo Harkless played well in that system too. So I don't see them as big losses for the Blazers, in that I think you find guys like Nasir Little, Skal.
What about your boy Laidman? Gone. He's in the Timberwolves.
Yeah. Again, that guy too probably reached his peak. Yeah. Right? Just a product of the system, the drive and dish that McCollum and, you know, Dame would find him. I don't see players outside of the Clippers, them going to a team where they're going to be leveraged as a scorer, right? So Blazers are smart. I think they got a lot out of those players, and I think they'll get more out of the talent that they have on the roster this year.
I agree.
Accurate assessment?
That's a great assessment. Thank Rip you. City, that's your team.
That is my squad now.
Vote Nurk for All-Star Game.
Jeez, vote Nurk for everything. I gotta dust off his jersey and maybe wash his jersey. A couple truly beer stains on it. When are we going to Portland? What's our first trip?
You're coming down here. We're going to Clippers game.
Oof.
In December.
Don't know if I can do that.
All right. Well,
I'll put on my VR headset and sit on the couch.
I might be a Lakers fan by then.
All right. Anything else we should cover?
Let's wrap up with this. Utah, who we didn't talk about, they picked up Mike Conley. He's going to pair nice in that system. You got Gobert. You got the guy from Louisville, Donovan Mitchell. You got Joe Ingles. And you got Bogdanovich from Indiana. Another bold prediction. I got Utah, my number two seed in the West.
They have the best coach in the league.
He just got re-signed as well.
Extension, yeah. Quinn Snyder.
And then Houston, we'll touch on Houston real quick. They got Westbrook and Harden. They picked up some vets like Tyson Chandler. And they still have their core. They got PJ Tucker. They got Gordon. They've got the big guy in the middle, Capella. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they'll be middle of the pack, but I don't see them getting out of the first round. Moving to Dallas, you've got Luka. You've got KP. You've got a lot of pieces, but I think they're on the outside looking in, even though I love those two together playing together. They just need some more help in Dallas.
They are NBA Jam. That's who I'm probably playing with.
That's a fun combo.
It's a great combo. Shout out to Quinn Snyder, Mercer Island.
What up, Quinn?
Great hair, too.
Good hair. Good product.
Good product. What is it? What is your product, Quinn? What are you wearing? Great dressed. No, I agree with you in Utah. Good home field, home court advantage. Solid. I think I believe Gobert is who he is, top tier defensive player.
The big baguette.
The big baguette, where you get jam on your baguette.
You do get jam.
I'm excited for this year. The duos.
Let's finish up with the Kings. You got De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield. The backcourt is dynamic, explosive. Fox was great in Team USA camp. There were people impressed with his ability, his improved shot. He's going to lead the team. You got Fox, Buddy. You got Marvin Bagley, who's going to step up, playing big. You got your boy Harrison Barnes, Dwayne Dedman, center from the Hawks. But here are some veterans that I forgot about and didn't know that they have. They've got Trevor Ariza. They've got Shumpert. And they've got Corey Joseph backing up a point guard. I think the Kings will be fighting for that eighth playoff spot. Luke Walton at the helm. It's up and up and up for the Kings. I like them.
Story. Quick story. Golden One Credit Union has the naming rights to that arena. We walk in. Credit card systems are down. Guess who owns the rights to all the ATMs in the arena?
Vlade Divac.
Golden One Credit Union. I think it was a scam.
Yeah.
Scam probably people out of a couple $1,000 in ATM fees. No, it's a beautiful arena, though. It's brand new. It's probably got to get broken in the way of culture, but not a bad seat in the house. With that, the downtown, kind of that area being gentrified a bit or revamped. A lot of good things happening in Sacramento. Young team, like you commented on the veterans. Over under 100 words from Greg Popovich for the season in halftime interviews. Another thing we're going to have to hire an intern to track.
I'm going under because I feel like the Spurs aren't going to be on a lot of nationally televised games and he's not going to have a lot of opportunities to talk. Under.
Next question. Is there a true center left in the league?
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
Who?
Andre Drummond, Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee, Whiteside, Zubac, Robin Lopez. Actually, take that back. No, Robin Lopez. DeAndre Jordan.
Okay. So there is.
But I would say there's not dominant. Throw it in there. He's going to change the game like Hakeem,
they're not
Shaq,
sitting in the post
Ewing.
All night.
No, they're just there rebounding and playing defense.
We got to finish out college football and the NFL before we get back here. You can spot
That's
in
true.
Some of your...
But just a little sneak preview.
Yeah.
More NBA to come. WST. You can find us Instagram and on Twitter at WST_podcast. Where can they find us online if they want to download our pod and subscribe?
They can find us Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, Spotify. We're everywhere. Very easy to download, stream straight to your device online. If you like my mother again, get it straight from get it straight from your computer. You're happy to do that as well. We got gear that you can buy online store. And the hats are flying off the shelf, so grab one when you can. They're all limited edition. We only buy about 100. Boom.
Get it while you can. Boom.